Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Vox Pop WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Alan Chartok. It's an open forum today, but on something very specific, and that is Chuck Schumer and his decision to oppose the president on Iran. To join us today's discussion, 1-800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said he profoundly disagrees with the reasoning behind decisions of two prominent Democratic lawmakers to vote against the nuclear deal. Speaking last Friday, Kerry said the facts do not bear out the arguments made by the Senate's number three Democrat, Chuck Schumer, and the ranking members of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Elliot Engel. He says he respects the right of lawmakers to make their own decisions about the merits of the deal, but said rejection does not offer any alternative than a drumbeat to conflict. Schumer and Engel, both from New York, made their announcement last Thursday. Schumer is the highest-ranking Democrat to say he will vote no on the deal. The blow is a move to the Obama administration, which has lobbied hard for the international accord ahead of the vote next month. Schumer said in a statement that there is real risk that Iran will not moderate and will use the pact to pursue its nefarious goals. Schumer is widely expected to become the next Democratic leader of the Senate when Harry Reid retires, and his split with Obama is remarkable for a senior leader. But Schumer, who is Jewish, also is a strong supporter of Israel and represents a state with a significant population of Jewish voters. What's your take on Schumer's decision? Let's hear from Schumer himself right now for a couple of minutes. 1-800-348-2551. Your chances of getting on the air, either pro or con, and I want both sides. I don't want any fooling around here. I need to hear from you. 1-800-348-2551. Let's hear from Chuck Schumer.
This was one of the most difficult decisions that I had to make. I studied it long and hard, read the agreement a whole bunch of times, had many, many, many meetings and interviews with people on both sides, including three classified briefings where you can ask questions that are not in the confines of the document, but very relevant to making a decision. And I have found when it's such a difficult decision as this one has been, you got to study it carefully, come up with a conclusion, not let pressure, politics or party influence your decision, and then do the right thing as one sees it. Well, that's what I've done, and I will support the motion of disapproval against this agreement. I do it basically for three reasons. I outline this in a document that is on Medium. So anyone can go to Medium or to my website and see my reasons in some detail. But there are basically three. First, in terms of Iran, during the first 10 years in nuclear weapons, I found the inspections regime not anywhere, anytime, but with lots of holes in it. Particularly troublesome, you have to wait 24 days before you can inspect. That will allow some of the radioactivity to be seen, but not non-radioactivity that goes into building a bomb, all the kinds of other things you need. Second, this codifies Iran being a threshold nuclear state after 10 years. If you believe the Iranian regime may change, then you say, okay, it's a gamble. But if you think they're going to be the same horrible regime they are now, you don't want the United States and the other nations of the world putting the stamp of approval on Iran being a nuclear threshold state. And then there's the non-nuclear parts. Iran will get all sorts of money once the sanctions are lifted. And they will use too much of that money, in my judgment, to create real problems in the Middle East. They'll fund Hezbollah and the Houthis in Yemen and Assad in Syria. They will also be able to use it to build an ICBM, which could only be aimed at the United States since they have enough missiles to reach Israel and Europe. And so for all those reasons, I thought the agreement fell short. What is the solution? Some say the only answer to this is war. I don't believe so. I believe we should go back and try to get a better deal. The nations of the world should join us in that. We have something called secondary sanctions, which got them to the table the first time and can be used again. This deal has too many flaws to support, and therefore I must oppose it.
1-800-348-2551. We got two free phones here. We got three people on the hook. And we got Judith, who writes to us, can you imagine that if Israel was in favor of the Iran deal, Schumer would vote against it? No way. Schumer's loyalty to Israel more than it is to the U.S. He's willing to risk war rather than a vote against whatever Israel wants. He needs to be reminded who he is supposed to represent. That's from Judith. I read them. I don't agree with them all the time. And I certainly don't in that case. Let's go to Gary in Saugerties. Gary, you're on.
Good morning, Doctor. Good afternoon, Dr. Shawtuck. Nice to be on. Listen, I'm very upset with Mr. Schumer. He was wrong on Iraq, and he's wrong on this.
Mm.
Any agreement, you don't always get what you want, and you can't get a perfect agreement.
Yep.
The other six countries that are involved will ultimately drop the sanctions, or the other five countries, I should say,
mm-hmm.
will ultimately drop the sanctions, and we will be left holding the bag. It'll be almost like the Cuba fiasco where we 50 years had an embargo. Other businessmen from China, India, Pakistan, Germany, and even the UK and France will be in Iran making business deals, and the United States businessmen will be sitting on the sidelines.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that the path leads to war if we do not make this agreement, and we must give it a shot and try and see if we could bring Iran into the fold and become part of the international community.
Well, Gary, I happen to agree with your reasoning on this. On the other hand, what I can't stand are the people who, you know, who when they disagree with somebody, they call them all kinds of names and they make all kinds of assumptions and all the rest of it. That's not the way that I am. I think this is a very complicated situation. And by the way, if you just listen to Chuck, I don't happen to disagree with his points. I think that, you know, he's right. I still think you're right. And this is a decision that is well worth taking. And for whatever reason. Okay, Gary, thanks for the call. Appreciate it a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye. We'll go to Carla in Manhattan. Carla, you're on. Carla, you're breaking the rules. You're breaking the rules. You got to turn the radio off, and you got to listen in the earphone because otherwise there's a pause, a delay. Okay, go ahead.
Are you want me to make my point?
Of course I do. Yeah, go
ahead. Yes, hello. Yeah, I'm very upset with Charles Schumer.
Yeah.
I think that the president made the point quite clearly. We actually jumped on a phone conversation he had with the White House, and we were able to listen again to his comments. I think the 24 days is really not a big issue. I think that Charles
Schumer...
Why not?
Why are they not a big issue?
Because, as the president explained, the facilities aren't going anywhere. So if it's 24 days, or as Trump mistakenly said in his speech, 24 hours, it really doesn't matter. The facilities are not going anywhere.
But Carla, but what about, why can't we just simply say that if there's an inspection, let there be an inspection anytime, any place? What's wrong with that?
Well, I think they said they were going to be inspected 24/7.
Not in the agreement. There's the 20-day whatever rule. But okay, go ahead.
I think that Schumer is just acting very pro-Israel, and I don't think he really represents the feelings of the New York State people. I think this deal was better than no deal.
What if I, Carla, stop there for a minute. What if I were to tell you that all the polling is exactly the opposite of what you just said, that the people in New York State, you see, I'm on your side on this, but the people in New York State, by overwhelming margins, are against this deal. So you say he's not for the people, but after all, isn't that the function of a senator or a congressman to follow what the people want?
Well, I think you're absolutely correct, but I don't think he's following it in this regard. I think there's a lot of people.
Well, the pollsters are wrong, you're telling me?
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people have spoken out about this. I don't think a lot of people are really informed about this. I think that's a major issue. I think what's come out from the president's lips, what's come out from Schumer, there seems to be, like, I was confused about the 24/7, too, because that was my understanding, that the inspectors would be there, they could go anytime 24/7. So I don't know what happened to that conversation.
Okay, Carla, thank you for your call. Appreciate it very much. Okay. And we'll now go to, we got two free phones, by the way. Anybody wants to get in on this? And by the way, if you have something good to say about Chuck, you're welcome to say it. This is not a politically correct, you know, operation here. Let's go to Richard in Kingston. Okay, Richard, you're on.
Yes, sir. I think in part of it is he's trying to cover his political butt for the future and future contributions. But I think he, as the previous caller said, is representing Israel as opposed to the United States. And I just don't think he should be doing that. Our president has an awful lot more at his fingertips to know what's going on than what Chuck Schumer does. And I believe the president has made the right decision. And I don't believe just because this president may be a lame duck president, or they're trying to make him a lame duck president, now is not the time to go against the president. He has a lot more, like I said, at his fingertips.
Wait a second, Richard. What if it were George Bush saying, let's go into Iraq, and somebody, and there were many, and he, by the way, made that decision. He first explained it right here at the Lyndon Norris Auditorium, and I disagreed with him then, too. But would you say that you would be saying the same thing, the president right or wrong?
No, and I'm not saying the president right or wrong now. I'm saying I think the president is right on this because he has all the intelligence he needs, much more than what Schumer has, to know what the finalities of the deal are. And I think, as the previous caller said, that the public has not been made aware of what really is going on with this deal. And who's doing the polling and who are they polling?
Okay.
You know as well as I do that.
I don't know that as well as you do. I know that polls frequently represent. Hello? Hello?
Yes, sir.
I believe that polls are quite frequently correct. And this poll, the one I just saw, said there was an overwhelming number of New Yorkers opposed to this thing. So, no, I don't think it's a matter of some kind of, you know, people trying to get over on it. As I say, I agree with your position. But I think you have to listen to what the other guys are saying. And also, how do you know it's how do you know that it's a Jewish thing? I'm Jewish.
I don't know that it is. But yeah. I mean, he had made a statement that this is definitely not good for Israel. And he should be more concerned with what is good for the United States. I don't know that it's a Jewish thing. I'm not saying that at all.
Okay.
I know that he gets an awful lot of Jewish support. And I know that he is a career politician, so he's going to cover his butt for the future. Who wouldn't in that position? I mean, that's what politicians do.
Well, just for the hell of it, let me advance this idea to you. He's about to become the second most important guy in the United States Senate when Harry Reid retires. But first, he has to get reelected, Richard.
Yes, I know that.
And there's going to be an election this time.
I think,
if I was in his spot, I understand what he's doing. I don't particularly like it, but I understand what he's doing. And there are those people who are saying to me and sending me emails and things, hey, wait a second now. This guy's going to bring home a lot of bacon to New York. We need him there.
Well, you know, that's another thing, too. I mean, just bringing home bacon to New York is okay, but he is a New York representative for the whole U.S. Senate. He has to do what's right by this whole country, not just bringing the bacon home to New York.
Hey, Richard, I got to stop you there. We're up against a little bit of a commercial break. We don't have commercials here at WMC, of course. We're up against a little break, and we'll be right back. Thank you, Richard.
Thanks a lot, Alan. Take care.
Bye.
Support comes from Albany Realty Group, a local woman-owned real estate company since 2003, educating and counseling sellers and buyers throughout the real estate transaction. AlbanyRealtyGroup.com. Shannon Rose Design, Saratoga Springs, New York, working to help companies and organizations express their identities through corporate branding, web design, and development, and graphic design for almost three decades. ShannonRose.com. Hubbard Hall Center for the Arts and Education in Cambridge, New York, presenting the operas Rigoletto and Old Maid and the Thief in rotating ref August 13 through 23rd, hubbardhall.org. The Henyon Bakery, Amherst, since 1993, offering hearth-baked whole grain breads, pastries, birthday, wedding, and special occasion cakes, as well as gluten-free offerings, henyonbakery.com. Habitat Post and Beam, South Deerfield, Massachusetts, designing and manufacturing energy-efficient post and beam homes and additions throughout the Northeast since 1972. PostandBeam.com. And Ye Olde Warwick Bookshop, Warwick, New York, a Hudson River Valley bookseller specializing in new and vintage books, plus collectibles and curiosities. Open 7 days a week, YeOldWarwickBookshop.com.
And we are back. Thank you very much to everybody. Thank you to Susie Chekai for answering all these phone calls. The phones are loaded, and I want to get everybody in. So let's go, if we can, Take that one you just took down and put it up over there. The one you just took down. Yes. There it goes here. Okay, thank you, Susie. All right, let's go to Colleen in Albany. Colleen in Albany, you are on. Go, Colleen.
Hi, thanks for taking my call, Dr. Startalk.
Sure.
I am definitely 100% with Chuck Schumer on this one, and I can't say that I'm always in agreement with many of the things that he chooses or voices his opinion on, but this one I'm definitely in favor. But I did want to ask you, I had listened to you on the roundtable the other day, and you had mentioned that you thought that Schumer did this perhaps as a political move. And since I'm somebody who's, I'm firmly in the middle, not Republican, not conservative, I don't really see that. I think that could go either way. I think that if he had elected to go with President Obama on this one, wouldn't that have just as much opportunity to hurt or help him? That's the part I don't understand.
Colleen, I have a student I was talking to before, and I said, what do you think is going on here? He said he had no choice. From a political standpoint, I think he did not. You've got a huge number of people in New York State who are against this deal. He's running for political office, and if he runs and wins, then he becomes the number one guy among the Democrats in the Senate. That's the politics of the situation. But we disagree, you and I, on this. I happen to be for the deal, but I happen to think you have every right and should say what you're thinking about Schumer. And I will not be deterred by anybody who thinks that because I'm trying to be fair here, that I'm for the Schumer decision. In fact, if you've been listening to this program, I announced that I am not for it. So it's astounding to me what people will make up in their own minds. But Colleen, thank you for this wonderful call. Appreciate it very much.
You're welcome.
Take care. Right. Let's go to Tom in Northampton. All right, Tom, you're on. Go ahead.
Hey, Alan. How you doing?
Maybe all right.
And it's actually Worthington. It's not Northampton.
Oh, I see. Well, it just says Northampton. Oh, Worthington. Yeah. You're right. It's not Susie's fault. It was my fault. It was my fault.
It's never your fault.
No, never. Go ahead.
No. Quick question. So if you had a choice to decide whether or not to, like, have local funding for a roadway that you needed fixing, and you decided to fix that road, and if you decided to fix that road, then 10,000 people would die because a war would start, which would you choose?
I have no idea what you're talking about. None. And I'm sure nobody else does either. I have no idea. It's a very bad question.
No.
Tom, our wonderful Susie Chekai put up a little yellow note, which she does with everybody who calls and says, Tom from Northampton, or from Worthington, I'm sorry, why is Alan siding with Schumer? Now, do you have a wax in your ear problem? Because I've been saying from the beginning of this program that I disagree with Schumer. I disagreed with him on Iraq. So what are you making stuff up for?
I'm not. You're the one saying that you're in favor of what he's in favor of.
You know that is either a fabrication or a lie. Now, why do you make telephone calls when anybody who's been listening to this thing knows I have said from the very beginning that I am not in favor of the deal. That in fact I am not agreeing with Schumer on this. Now, how do you have the nerve to get on a phone and just say something that's the exact opposite of what I've been saying all along?
Well, the same nerve as you have to cite poll numbers and say that everybody's in favor.
I didn't say anything like everybody. I said overwhelming, and I am right. So, you know, too bad.
Yeah,
hey, Tom.
Right. That's your opinion.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it. It's not an opinion when you read a pollster. Thanks a lot. Okay. Now let's go to James in Hudson. Okay, James, you're on.
Hi. I am not calling to argue with you.
Okay. Good.
Good.
I don't mind people. By the way, James, I don't mind anybody arguing with me. I just
If they have a good argument, if they have a rational argument, I'm all for it.
Not at all. I just don't like it when they say I said something I didn't say. That makes me
No, I listen. I listen, and I just want to say I think that Schumer, it's a disgrace. I think he's pandering. I think he'll do anything to get reelected, and I don't think he's not taking the principal position. Because, you know, look how far this is, you know, we got with Cuba after 50 years, you know, since I was born. So, you know, it doesn't work. We have to have a conversation with these people. We have to get them, in with them and, you know, get the best deal we can get. And I think this is the best deal we can get for right now. And most of the people in...
I wrote a column, and I said exactly that. These people are done with the mullahs now. Now, remember, they still got that Revolutionary Guard there, which is in control, like the People's Army in China, of not only, you know, a lot of philosophy, but also a lot of business. They have set themselves up. But I agree with you. I think everything you've just said is correct.
It's not a perfect country. I just think Nixon, who I always thought was like the worst president we would ever have, went to China.
He did.
And Kissinger went to Russia. And he was like, I didn't like either of them. But you know what? We were better off.
We were. Hey, James, thank you. There's so many people behind you. I want to get everybody.
Okay, I'm going to listen.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Appreciate
Bye.
It. Okay, let's go to Ray in the Berkshires. Ray, go.
Thanks, Alan. I also agree with you, but I also agree with you on the issue that Schumer, politics dictated that he went the way that he did. And it's really unfortunate. You know, for somebody who's spent a lot of time outside of this country, it's perplexing how much attention is paid to the people who are in support of Israel. And I know you hear a lot of this, but imagine the Iraq War may have been the single largest foreign policy blunder of our lifetime.
I agree with you. And by the way, he made that announcement on that at the Lyndon Norris Auditorium right here, and I disagreed with him then too. And we had been putting all of the stuff on the air from people like Scott Ritter and other people who had been an inspector over there, that he was wrong and that the president was wrong, and yet he did it. But that doesn't mean he's a bad man. It just means he was wrong.
No, I think he's got integrity. I think he's, you know, he's deliberate in his decision making. But he had to go this way for the votes, and it is kind of pandering. And you know, when he said this is a really difficult decision, in the back of my head, I was saying, yeah, it's only a difficult decision because you know you might get voted. You know, there's going to be a lot of uproar in your constituency if you ignore Netanyahu and decide to go along with this deal.
I think he would have won anyway, tell you the truth, because
he's
a very smart politician,
right.
And
I don't think it would
have gone against him.
Considering how bad our decision to go into Iraq was,
terrible.
You would think that people would think twice before pandering so much and think ahead and how good a deal this is. A deal is better than no deal, and why be so bellicose against Iran? I know there are plenty of reasons to do so, but Korea was a larger transgressor when it came to nuclear weapons. India and Pakistan were transgressors when it came to nuclear weapons. And, you know, how long are we going to sort of, you know, put our foot on a country's throat with sanctions just because we're concerned that they might pose a threat to Israel?
Okay. Ray, you've made your points. I appreciate them very much. Everybody gets a chance. We'll talk to you again, I hope. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Bye. Let's go to Neela in Niskayuna. Okay. Neela?
Layla.
Mayla,
yes,
I'm
Layla,
so
sorry. That's okay. Thank you.
No problem.
Layla
Go ahead.
From Niskayuna.
Yeah.
I am an Iranian American.
Right.
And I want to say, I was very happy with my senator all the time that he was in the office, but I'm very disappointed now because he is standing at the same position that NEK, a terrorist organization, which is under the United States list of terrorist group, is standing at the same position as Senator Schumer. As well as AIPAC, the supportive, the lobbyist, the strongest lobbyist support of the Israel, and many hardliners in Iran. This is very sad to see. Senator Schumer, who is very open-minded, who has done wonderful job for New York so far, has made this decision, and I'm very disappointed on that. Plus, I want to just use this opportunity and say I agree with many of your callers previously, that they talk, especially in this statement Senator Schumer mentioned, that this deal is dangerous for Israel. Senator Schumer is supposed to do everything and anything he can do to be responsive to New York State and to the United States of America, not any other country.
So what do you, wait. So what do you make of the fact that so many New Yorkers are against the deal?
I heard you mentioned that, and I unfortunately started to listen to the program. I don't know the resource and the source of this one,
yeah.
But I don't know where the poll is coming from.
Yeah.
And I want to say,
I don't think. Yeah.
No, it's not that. Yeah. I want to say it's not that. I definitely will do my research, and I will find the poll where it's coming from. But I want to say that if I want to take a poll today, based on many people whom I see in the streets, in the supermarkets, in the shop markets or whatever, I can see majority of people agree with the deal because the deal opens business for the United States. The deal makes us to be comfortable that Iran never will have access to nuclear bomb. And I don't understand the position of people who say, no, the deal is not good.
Okay. We get it. Mila, we get that. But I want to ask you about something else because you do come from Iran. Somebody just called and said that they thought that the younger people in Iran had had enough with the mullahs, basically. Do you think that that's true?
Yes. Mm-hmm. You know, I came to the United States 10, 15 years ago. I grew up there, and I know we were miserable, but the get rid of that misery is not by any other country except the Iranian themselves. And if the deal, if this deal, and everyone accepts that, the United States, like the international community that accepted the deal, the United States accepted, I think it would be wonderful for the democracy movement in Iran. Because right now the pressure is on the youth movement, especially after the Green Movement of 2009, and majority of them. I went to Iran in 2011 myself, and I was arrested because I was going there from the United States. And if there is a friendly relationship between the two countries, they cannot accuse us of being a spy for the United States. And if...
Well, there wasn't. The question is, will this lead to a more friendly relationship?
It will. Because first of all, look at the global community, and everything started with the global economy. And if the United States have this chance to go and start a business in Iran, and if Iranian come here, right now Iranian students cannot openly come and freely come to the United States, even for education. If this relationship starts to play really smoothly, it would be wonderful in the relationship of the two countries.
Now, Mila, thank you for that opinion, and I very much value your phone call because of where you've come from and what you're saying,
thank you.
I appreciate it a lot. Goodbye. Okay, let's go to Golly in Lee, Massachusetts. Okay, Golly, go.
Hi, I just want to say I have dual citizenship as an Israeli and as an American.
Right.
And I totally am in favor of this treaty.
Yep.
I think one of the things that really has not come out is that the idea of Israel as being some unified entity where everybody agrees that this is a bad deal is simply a really bad misconception.
What are the polls showing in Israel?
The polls are showing that about 22% of the public is totally in favor of Obama and what's mm-hmm. being done.
Uh-huh.
About 48% is against the deal, and
right.
the rest don't know.
Yeah.
Which I think is where a lot of people actually feel, but I think it's much more varied.
Hello?
The lobbying groups that support Israel are supporting exclusively the Israeli government and not necessarily the people, and I think it's really important to state
Well, it's a good point. Do you think that some of what we're hearing here today sort of smacks of anti-Semitism? In other words, the assumption that everything that Schumer does is because of his relationship with Israel.
Well, I don't know. I think that's pathetic. I think it's pathetic if that's what's guiding him. I think it also...
No. I don't mean him. I'm talking about when people call up and they say, again and again, it's all about Israel. Is it possible that the man has integrity and that he comes to a different decision than the people who hate the decision he came to?
I don't really feel that I'm in a position to comment on that.
I
think that it's also important to note, however, that the majority of American Jews, that there are more American Jews that support the treaty than oppose it. If you look at the polls, since you seem to like polls, 49% of American Jews are in favor of the treaty, and 31% of them oppose it.
Yeah, well, I'm one of them.
According to a poll of the Los Angeles Jewish Journal.
We have to go to a break. So I'm so sorry, but you've made a point. It's a valuable phone call, and I'm glad you made it. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Well, 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. We'll be right back.
Support comes from The Whistling Kettle, featuring Tea of the Month Club's Tea Discovery, Wellness Tea, Herbal and Caffeine-Free Tea, and more. TheWhistlingKettle.com for catalog and online ordering. Fulton County Tourism in the Southern Adirondack Park, fishing on their 44 lakes, camping, hiking, biking, boating, and summer events. 44 lakes, 44 choices, 44lakes.com. Curtis Lumber, specializing in kitchen design, featuring Cambria, quartz countertops, Murillat cabinetry, and more. Designer consultations available, CurtisLumber.com. Valley Home Improvement, designing and building kitchens, bathrooms, interiors, and additions throughout the Pioneer Valley. Love your home, ValleyHomeImprovement.com. The Wild Center, featuring Wild Walk, a highline for the Adirondacks, with treetop views from 1,000 feet of bridges through a living forest. WildCenter.org for details. And Rogers Book Barn, Hillsdale, New York, a bookstore on a country road with 30,000 used books and classical CDs. Open 11 to 5, Thursday to Monday. RogersBookBarn.com.
Anyway, we're back. It's Schumer and Iran and the president, and we've been talking about it all day, all this hour. Every phone has been ringing off the hook. So let's go to RJ in Colony. Okay, RJ, you're on.
Hi. I'm just calling about the Schumer decision to not support the agreement, and I was surprised by that, but I think that that's a decision that he made, and it's not surprising that he made it in Israel itself. There's an overwhelmingly majority against the decision. They feel threatened, and there's many, many, many New Yorkers who feel the same way. I personally think we probably had to go along with the treaty because not going along would be worse. But I think that saying that he was pandering and all that, I don't buy it. I know he's not above pandering, but I don't buy it. I think he's a many people, and I'm proud that he spoke his mind and didn't just try to be politically correct.
RJ, thank you. Okay, we'll go to Ronnie in Stanford. Ronnie in Stanford, you're on.
Hi, Dr. Shartok. The thing I wanted to say, you know, I really wouldn't. I mean, I'm certainly wish that he had voted for the agreement. That's my stand on it.
Yeah.
But no matter which way he went, that message that you played when he made that announcement, he was so ingenuous in that when he said that he came to the, I mean, he weighed all this and he weighed all that and he wasn't going to give in to any kind of pressure. Who is he kidding? I mean, seriously, it was so blatantly politician, like he thinks we've all been born yesterday or something. Of course he gave into the pressure, if nothing else, the pressure of not getting reelected. I mean, for him to say that, It really annoyed me. It wouldn't have mattered to me what his decision had been.
Are you inside his mind? I mean, do you have entry through his ear, like Trudeau once said?
No, but seriously, listen to it again.
No, I've listened to it three times already, and I've just written a column about it.
And you don't hear that?
Well, no, I mean, I'm not willing to say that he weighs all of the things. He said he's had classified conferences with the people who have been involved in all of this, and he came to the decision. I don't agree with his decision, but I think he has a right to come to the decision that he wants
to. I do, too, but I don't. Well, whatever.
Okay.
I mean, you know, I guess I'm cynical. I've been around politics way too long.
Me, too.
But
thanks,
Ryan. Can I ask you one question?
Sure.
Why are there so many underwriter support? I just listened to six of them while I was on hold in a row. Might as well be having commercials.
No, we don't have commercials here at WMC.
I could
explain that. But before we go there, let me just say, how would you like to have 12-day fund drives instead of 3-day fund drives?
Well,
that's
I
the
always
answer.
Donate to the fund drive.
Well,
but
so?
I tell you the truth, I wish you'd get all your money from underwriters.
Well, the fact of the matter is we can't, but that's the way it is. But it's a good question. Thank you, Ronnie. Appreciate
it.
All right. Let's go to Bradley in Richmond, Massachusetts. Bradley, you're on.
Hi.
Hey.
I actually contribute to NPR also. I'm the fund drive.
Great.
From the Berkshires.
Yeah, great.
I think that we could make, you know, both Iran and the United States economically would make some money with each other. I don't see any positive for Iran to actually use a nuclear weapon. I don't think that's in their best interest. Or the whole world's best interest.
Interesting point. I agree.
No, it would cause a horrible war. Why would they do that?
Yeah, they would last for about 2.5 seconds after that one went up.
I just think that we should work with them, and I think there's some business interest for both parties. You know, for the whole world.
Right.
For them to actually get along, and I don't understand Chuck. Listen, I like Chuck Schumer. Politics a lot.
Yep.
You know, I'm very close to New York. I'm just over the border.
Right.
But I'm not disagreeing with him on a lot of stuff. I understand his concerns. I just think that Iran wouldn't do that. It's not in their best interest or the world's best interest. It's definitely not in their best interest.
Okay.
And look at like Vietnam or China or Russia. We are making money from these people.
A point that has been made many times on this program today. Hey, Bradley, I appreciate your call. I want to try to get everybody in, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, bye. Let's go to James in Saratoga. James in Saratoga, you're on.
Hi, Alan. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, of course.
Listen, I got two quick points. First of all, I want you to know that I respect you and I respect Chuck Schumer. And he's done a decent job as a politician. I don't agree with his position in this particular case. I agree with one of the previous callers that it felt disingenuous,
right.
You know, his explanations. Because, for example, we all know that, you know, this deal, just because we make it doesn't mean it's cast in stone. I mean, if we discover that they're cheating in any way, shape, or form, after the 24 days, there's some radiation or something at a location, we can always modify the deal. We can always reinstate the sanctions. You know, so his excuses, in my opinion, are you know, like the previous caller said, a little disingenuous.
And that, by the way, is why we are having this program today, so that you can voice those opinions. That's the whole point of Vox Pop.
I have a second opinion, and this is directed a little bit towards you, just some advice. I've listened to you for a long time,
right.
And I noticed that you get pretty hot under the collar.
When somebody lies?
Well, no, hold on.
No, that was a lie. That was a lie.
Misrepresents your position. Okay?
No, don't tell me what you want me to know. I'm telling you that was a lie. The guy said I was agreeing with Schumer. In fact, I started the program by saying again and again and again that I disagree with Schumer.
Is it possible that he misunderstood or was confused?
After five times? I don't think so. But thanks for your opinion. Appreciate it. Okay, let's go to Jim in Albany. Jim in Albany, you're on.
Hey, Alan, how are you?
Good.
Just wanted to put in a good word for President Obama, the winner of the Nobel Peace Prize. I think this treaty with Iran will go down as a great step forward for world peace, and I think it will be settled. And perhaps Schumer could be right that if we extended the negotiations, we could reach a better understanding. But in any case, Schumer is not against the treaty, is he? He wants to continue it.
No. Yeah, well, he says he wants to continue it. But look, this is the shot that we have right now. He says he's against it. You know, you got John Kerry, you've got the president of the United States, you've got all these scientists who are coming out and talking about this. All right, listen, thank you.
Yes, when is Kerry coming to New York? That's good news.
Thanks a lot. Okay, let's go to Christian. Christian, go.
Hi, Alan. I love these heated conversations. They're great. I had a question about the polls, though, because I had to poll.
I wish I had it in front of me. I don't.
I know.
Well, I read it in the paper. I think the Times, but I can't swear to it. Hello. Well, believe me, I didn't hang up. Okay, let's go to. Wait a second. Oh yeah. Okay, let's go to Brenda in Pine Plains. Brenda, you're on.
Oh, hello. I'm calling from Pine Plains, New York.
Of course.
Just to say that I am very against Chuck Schumer. I think it was just politically motivated and venal. And I lived in Iran for a couple of years and know that the Iranian people have been demonized. And very, very much so. And people don't seem to remember, for example, that they hated Ahmadinejad and that they were standing on rooftops at night calling to one another, defying the
mullahs. Yeah,
the mullahs. You know, there's been an awful lot of brainwashing of the public.
Brenda, I want to ask you a question, and I respect the fact that you live there, and you thought that people were pretty good, a position which I certainly do understand. But is there a distance between, you know, the Ayatollah and those people that you respect so much? I mean, if you say that they were yelling about Ahmadinejad, that means that there was some distance between the leadership and the people, according to you, right?
Yes, I do feel that there was.
Okay. Well, I don't know that anybody is demonizing the Iranian people. In fact, earlier today I said I thought that the issue here was that the young people had had enough with the mullahs.
I feel that the politicians, for example, Bush said the axis of evil,
Iran
was one of the. There's been a lot of nonsense and things that haven't been thought through and are just bumper stickers. And I just wanted to say that Chuck Schumer is not representing me and he will not get my vote.
Well, wait a second now. That's a great thing that you're bringing up. Suppose, you know, the Republican Party en masse seems to be against the deal, right? They think it's a sellout.
Yes.
Now you get a choice between Chuck Schumer and a right-wing Republican. You're going to vote for the right-wing Republican?
No. I guess I just abstain from voting on that line.
Well, if you vote...
If it's possible.
If you abstain, let me just tell you, as a lifelong political scientist who has studied much of this, the day you vote for the third-party candidate or the day you vote against for the right-wing Republican or abstain altogether, you're basically voting against the Democratic Party, aren't you?
Well, maybe we shouldn't. I shouldn't have brought that into it because I agree with you. I never abstained.
Yeah.
But
there are difficult choices to be made here.
If there were a line that where you can choose one thing or the other and still vote for other people, you know, but if you have to either, if there's the choice is either you abstain altogether, then. Anyway, I think I shouldn't have brought that into
it. No, but there will be a lot of people listening, just for the hell of it. There'll be a lot of people listening right now who disagree with me. We'll say, nah, we've had too much of that. Let the Republicans rule the Senate. I don't care. I want to make the point.
No, we can't have the Republicans running the Senate.
Okay. Listen, I thank you. There are so many people on the line. I want to try to get everybody in. Thanks a lot.
Okay,
let's go to Ron in Highland. Ron, you're on.
Hey, Alan.
Yeah.
Great show.
Thank you.
I've been a supporter of Chuck for a long time. I disagree with him wholeheartedly as an American Jew and as an American more than anything.
Yep.
I just wish that during his long deliberations, he had taken 2 minutes and 37 seconds to listen to John Lennon sing. All we are saying is give peace a chance.
Sure.
This is a perfect example of it. give peace a chance. That's what we have a chance to do here.
Well, Ron, I'm with you. Thank you very much for the call. Appreciate
it. You're welcome,
Alan. Bye. Let's go to Amelia in Clifton Park. Amelia, you're on.
Hi. I don't know if I'm a naive human being, but I simply support the plan because, you know, Obama has done such a really good job so far with all the things that he's done for the country. I mean, and he never gets credit. You know, every time he does anything great, if someone comes along and just tries to tarnish it, you know?
I just moved
here from South Carolina, and it's just so, I'm loving New York, and I'm really loving, you know, the politics of being up here and stuff, you know?
It's a job I wouldn't want, that's for sure. Okay. And here's something from Bill. I'll read it to you, who says, thank you for doing this program. What I'm afraid of is that Schumer and Clinton, along with the war-hungry Republicans, will back us into another war and exacerbate the massive suffering and chaos we have already helped to create. And thanks to Bill for sending that email. Okay. Thank you very much, Amelia. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Never abstain from voting, ever.
You bet. There are difficult choices to be made, but you got to make them. Thanks, Amelia.
Exactly.
Okay. Let's go to Bruce in Ulster County. Bruce in Ulster County, you're on.
Yeah. Alan, I agree with everything you've said and probably everything you haven't said. I would love to have known what Hillebrand and Schumer said to each other.
Yeah, it's a great question, because there are those people who think that Schumer wanted his cake and eating it too. So he doesn't want to be the guy who screws the deal, right? But, you know, at almost the same time, out comes Gillibrand and says she's for the deal. But she's not running for office this time. So
it makes
a certain amount of sense. I think you make a good point.
I think it's just what you said. He's got to get elected. I also would love to have known if he spoke with Kerry and what was said.
Yeah, well,
counting votes.
I'm sure they did. I'm sure they had the full court press on him. Hey, Bruce, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Bob in Lake George. Bob, we're running out of time here. What do you got?
Yeah, well, what I don't understand is why people don't take into consideration the Israeli intelligence. That it seems to me, from what I've been reading, the Israeli intelligence, who should be much more knowledgeable and much more concerned about what's going on in Iran, they support this agreement. And why Schumer and others don't take that into consideration.
Yeah, I have a feeling we don't know the half of it on that. I mean, I've read what you've read, that there are some who do, but I am sure there are some who don't.
Right. But at least those that do seem to have some kind of inside information.
Could be. Could be. Hey, Bob, thank you for your call. Appreciate it very much. Good point. Okay, let's go to Mark in Albany. Mark, go ahead. Really quickly.
Thanks, Alan, for everything. Schumer's arguments are wrong. The idea that we could negotiate a better deal is a fantasy. It's much more likely the sanctions would unravel. Talking about what would happen 10 or 15 years from now, you know, we can cross that bridge when we come to it. In fact, as the Iranian pointed out, this deal will strengthen the moderates in Iran. The key point is his allegation that it would take 24 days to inspect all sites. That's false. There's an article in Foreign Policy this weekend. Actually, the inspectors can get there within 24 hours, and they'll be in the country. If they are refused, that starts a clock that ends with the sanctions snapping back with only the U.S.
Snap
and its
back.
Allies
yeah.
necessary to agree to that.
Okay, Mark, I'm going to stop you right there.
I'm
going to stop you right there. You make a good point. I appreciate it. Okay, let's go to Jim in Ballston Lake. Jim, you're on.
Hi, thanks for my call. Everyone has said basically what I was going to say, so I just wanted to add that my experience looking back at our past three wars and our members of Congress, it's much easier to vote for war than it is for peace.
Yeah,
I think
good point.
Not supporting this deal, I think, is a vote for war. Now, I just happened to look at my war, which is the Vietnam War, Gulf of Tonkin Resolution. 100% of the House voted for it, and all but two senators voted against it, Wayne Morris and a Democrat from Alaska, who probably should have gotten the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Jim, I'm so sorry. I got to let you go. Thanks a lot.
I'm just afraid this is a call for war if we don't pass this.
Okay, fair enough. That's all the time we have on today's program. thanks for calling, and sorry if you didn't make it through. I think almost everybody did. You can always share your thoughts on our website, wmc.org/voxpop. Just look at today's program. Thanks to Zachary Malloy at the controls, to Susie Chekai for answering the phones under very demanding conditions. Support comes from the Tang Teaching Museum and Art Gallery at Skidmore College, providing exhibits, public events, and educational programs for audiences of all ages for the Capital District and beyond. Skidmore.edu/Tang. SPAC. Hosting the Philadelphia Orchestra August 12th through 15th, featuring all Beethoven, Luck Be a Lady, Megan Hilty, Winter Tales with members of the New York City Ballet, and Heavenly Journeys, SPAC.org for tickets. And House and Son, True Value Woodstock, New York, since 1932, a local store featuring hardware, Benjamin Moore paint, and tool and equipment rentals. True Value behind every product is a true value. HHoust.com. And Columbia County Tourism, a summer home to classical musicals, theater, waterfront concerts, music, dance, and outdoor films, ColumbiaCountyTourism.org. I'm Alan Chartok. Tomorrow on Vox Pop, we talk photography with Charlie Samuels. Stay tuned now for a news update.